Greetings, podcast listeners. Welcome back. This is your host, Indra, with Aikido Talks. Today, we continue with The Zen Way to the Martial Arts by Tyson Deshimaru. Introduction by George Leonard. And if you've tuned in, and you can check back on that previous episode where I read the introduction, which was fantastic. The subtitle for this book is A Japanese Master Reveals the Secrets of the Samurai. And today, we're going to just go over the seven principles. It'll be a short excerpt. Let's begin. Bushido, the way of the samurai, grew out of the fusion of Buddhism and Shintoism. This way can be summarized in seven essential principles. Gi, the right decision taken with equanimity, the right attitude, the truth. When we must die, we must die. Rectitude. Yu, bravery tinged with heroism. Number 3, Jin, universal love, benevolence toward mankind, compassion. Number 4, Rei, right action, a most essential quality, courtesy. Number 5, Makoto, utter sincerity, truthfulness. Number 6, Melyo, honor and glory. And 7, Chugo, deaf devotion, loyalty. These are the seven principles underlying the spirit of Bushido. Bu, martial arts. Shi, warrior. Do, the way. The way of the samurai is imperative and absolute. Practice in the body through the unconscious is fundamental to it, thus the enormous importance attached to the learning of right action or behavior. Bushido has influenced Buddhism, and Buddhism has influenced Bushido. The elements of Buddhism found in Bushido are 5. Pacification of the emotions, tranquil compliance with the inevitable, self-control in the face of any event. Let me repeat that once again. Self-control in the face of any event. A more intimate exploration of death than of life. And lastly, pure poverty. Before the Second World War, Zen master Kodo Sawaki used to lecture the greatest masters in the martial arts, the highest authorities of Budo. In English, martial, quote, end quote, arts is confused with, quote, arts of war, end quote. But in Japan, there is only the way. In the West, the, quote, martial arts, end quote, are a fashion. They have become an urban sport, a technique, and have none of the spirit of the way. In his lectures, Kodo Sawaki would say that Zen and the martial arts had the same flavor and were the same thing. And in both Zen and the martial arts, training counts for a great deal. How long do you need to train? Many people have asked me. How many years do I have to practice Zazen? And I answer, until you die. They're not very happy with that answer. In the West, people want to learn fast. Some people think once is enough. I came once and I understood, they say. But the dojo is not like a university. In Budo, too, you have to practice until you die. And with that, we'll be right back. And we are back. enlightening, isn't that chapter? It's a very short chapter. If you have the paperback, it is page 13 to 14. And I'm just going to go over the principles again and spell them out. The first one is Gi, G-I. Second, Yu, Y-U. Three is Jin, J-I-N. Four is Rei, R-E-I, which is interesting enough when we do the testing and we're talking about the bowing. They also call bowing Rei, R-E-I. Five, Makoto, M-A-K-O-T-O. Six is Melyo, M-E-L-Y-O. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Number seven is Chugo, C-H-U-G-O. I just really love how they're making a distinction that it's not a sport, and how people come about it in the Western society that, oh, go to the corner martial arts school and learn some karate or any common martial art that, you know, young kids go into because they feel like they need to do self-defense. And of course, it feels like exercise. But of course, if you're a younger person, these other elements are quite high level to think about. However, when we are looking at our favorite films, and for me as a young person, it was watching the Saturday matinee on television before cable was a thing and streaming and all that. It was amazing. And then the movies, of course, you know, when you could see a lot more movies for lesser price in person and in groups with friends and family, and you really hooked on to your idols or, you know, any of the martial arts, and then you see yourself, because I believe, you know, we're looking at movies and they're telling stories, but there's a truth to them, I believe, always an undercurrent, or the stories have to come from somewhere. And just watching the marvel of it is just a beautiful thing, that there's a way that we can tap into our inner selves. It's a discipline, isn't it? And so it's good to know that as we're practicing, this is something that martial artists have, that they have a responsibility to do, to move on, to move forward of the meaning of what martial arts is. And it's nice to see these seven principles, because they really speak to something very deep about society. That what if everyone practiced the seven principles? That would be quite amazing, wouldn't it? You know, right decision and bravery tinged with heroism. Being in the face of adversity, no matter what happens, honor and glory, devotion and loyalty. I mean, these things happen, but I think I want to think in terms of the samurai, that they're doing it to sort of uphold the society at large during their time, and not just willy-nilly. So as a martial artist, we can take these words and this lesson and to uplift ourselves, to make ourselves better persons. After all, we know that Aikido is a martial art that helps us clear ourselves of the bad things of life, such as taking away envy, jealousy, anger, and all these negative thoughts, and bringing about love, because after all, it is the art of peace, right? It's the art of peace, but you're taking away all the anger, all these negative emotions, and love of self you bring into the picture. Because as we know in Aikido, you are using the power by choice. You could use the power for good or bad, but we choose to do good. You know, karma is really a B-I-T-C-H, right? It's really not a good thing, karma. Or if you're doing something, it comes back to you. So it's good to give out good to get the good back, but it's good for everyone at large. So therefore, my dear friends, thank you again for tuning in to Aikido Talks. To hear about the excerpt on the Zen Way to the Martial Arts. It's a small book. I encourage everyone to purchase it and put it in their library so you can always refer to it. This is a good reference manual for us to remind ourselves. And if you're not taking Aikido, please visit your local dojo and learn something about it. Ask questions. All dojos I know of are very welcome to have guests, so you can see what it's all about. You can see it on YouTube, but it's not the same as going to your local place where people can learn about it. It's truly a treasure, and I honestly believe that the world needs Aikido now and always. And with that, my dear friends, until next time.